Live.com.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always check me out on the web. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Chris. Hi, Chris. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. Thanks once again for taking my phone call.
Absolutely. What's up?
Well, I have a question. I've got a 2.5-year-old boy, and he's suffering from some foodborne illnesses. We believe he got into some possible spoiled mayonnaise, and he's been suffering from a fever, and he threw up last night. And he's just been kind of out of it. He is having some liquids now and then, but I'm not really a big fan of getting medication for this sort of thing that he's dealing with. So I'm wondering if there's anything natural I could get him to kind of ease him through this. And I believe it's bacteria, but I'm not 100% sure.
Well, so you haven't taken him to the pediatrician, right?
Not yet.
Yeah. And so you say he's vomiting?
Well, he did last night, but he hasn't ever since. I mean, he had some crackers, and he's been drinking.
Did he have a fever?
Liquids. He does have a fever. I don't know how high it is. We haven't checked it. So.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm always going to recommend you go see a pediatrician. Let me tell you what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. It's frustrating because I know I'm telling you this, and you're going to go in. Let me tell you the great news about going to a pediatrician. The great news about going is you will know if it's bacterial or viral. And I think that distinguishing point alone is important because they can do a simple little blood test. Really simple. To prick the little finger or prick his little heel and check the blood. And they can check to see if the white blood cell count is high or low and what the lymphocytes and the granulocytes are doing. And then that can tell them whether or not it's viral or bacterial. Now, if he's had a fever for a couple of days, you would think viral, okay? I'm just knee-jerk reaction. You would think viral, but it could be bacterial. And that's why, just so you don't go down the wrong rabbit trail, you know, it might be something smart to do. So that would be my thought. You know, if it was my child, I would do that. Because I'd want to know. I'd want to know which direction to go with it. And again, with kids, their immune systems are pretty darn strong. So that's the good news. But, you know, knowing what to do is smart, too. Not that even if you're thinking about possibly if you would do an antibiotic or not, there's a lot of natural things you can do. But still, at the end of the day, it's smart to get that done. Now, having said that, if you're looking for things that are natural to do, I mean, the fluids like you're talking about is a smart thing. But I wouldn't really go with supplements and all of that at that age. I mean, there's some in the natural world of things. I guess let me just phrase it that way. There are a lot of folks from that camp that will look at things like echinacea. They'll look at vitamin C, golden seal, ionic silver. There's a real strong antibacterial property to it. So, I mean, those kind of natural supplements and all can be helpful. But, you know, at the end of the day, you still need to know what's going on first. And usually at that age, most physicians, if it's viral, most pediatricians are going to recommend that would be a good way to go. All right, hope that helps, Chris. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. What are you struggling with? You know, there's so many different health challenges out there. The list go on and on. All these different specialties in medicine and in healthcare. And it's amazing just to see what people struggle with. And at the end of the day, we have to realize that our health is our greatest wealth and that our choices really determine so much that happened in our lives. And we control that. No one else does. You know, you control what you eat every single day, whether or not you're getting good rest, whether or not you're drinking enough water, whether or not you have healthy relationships. All of that really falls on us. And making the right choices every single day really determines the kind of health that we're going to have. And the good news is, if you've been living just unhealthy for so long, you can make some radical changes and radical shifts in your life and see a big change. And that's the encouraging part of what I want to get across on this show, is that you don't have to be stuck where you are. You can make certain changes to go from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Now, life can change, but you have to decide that you want to change. And in the middle of that, it's pretty amazing what can happen. Life can change, you can change, and your health can change. I've seen it. I've seen it too many times with people. They go from living an unhealthy life, poor relationships, overweight, to just literally transforming their life, literally going to the next level in their health. And it's amazing that you can change. I mean, the reality is, so many people think they're stuck where they are, and you don't have to be. You can go to the next level in your health, in your life. You can focus. You can have better relationships with your kids. You can have more energy. But it comes down to what you want to do. You know, the question is, do you want to get well? That's the question I ask so many people. And a lot of people say they don't. A lot of people will just opt out. A lot of people would say that they're not willing to exercise 3 days a week or 4 days a week or change the way they eat or lose 30 pounds. But I'll tell you this, and I've seen it in the clinic, and just today, working with a surgeon, friend of mine, and doing a resection means where you're cutting out and resecting part of someone's colon, okay? And we were talking about the procedure and talking about it, just what is entailed with that and why someone gets to that point. I was kind of interviewing him, and we were coming to that place, and it was just amazing to me what I heard just come out of his mouth. That just basically it is what it is, and he said that everyone is going to come see him at some point. That is the mindset. The mindset is that everyone's going to come in at some point because basically we're all eating such a poor diet in America that eventually disease is going to happen, something's going to break down within the digestive tract, and there is going to be a point, whether you go to a GI doctor, whether you go to a surgeon at that level, or whatever it is, things are going to break down. But it's amazing to me that if we can make changes right now, we don't have to get to that point. If we can radically make a shift, get off of food being just rote pleasure and get off of our bums and stop laying around and get up and exercise, the body was designed to move. And if we can get our bodies moving, exercising, making better choices, and making wise choices. You know, healthy food actually tastes good. It really does. And now, if you eat healthy for a long period of time, you go back to eating junk food, it tastes horrible. And you'll wonder how you ever ate like that. Exercise. It seems so hard to get to the gym. So hard to go outside and walk. But once you start doing it on a regular basis and then you don't do it, you'll find almost that you're addicted to it and you have to keep doing it. It's incredible. Our choices determine everything within our life. If you've got questions for me, you give me a call right now, 888-283-7272. And if it's not for you, maybe you want to get some information for a loved one, a friend, a family member, someone you know that complains about their health all the time, but they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do about it. You want to talk about their health? 888-283-7272. We're going to get into some of that when we come back from this break. We'll be right back.
Hi. Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fair, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fair is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. You looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 18th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1690.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1732.06, $866.03 for a half ounce, or $433.02 for a quarter ounce. That's $1732.06, $866.03, and $433.02.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption. absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Let's kick it off now with Sonia. Hi, Sonia.
Hi, good evening, doctor. How are you tonight?
Living well, darling. How can I help?
Well, I'm so nervous. My daughter has been diagnosed with a disease called Wilms tumor, cancer in her kidney, and she's 6 years old. She's having the surgery on Thursday, and I'm such a nervous wreck, and God just sends things your way, and I just happened to be flipping the radio, and I came across your show, first-time listener.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, and my concern is that the diet, the prevention, I guess, what, even though the doctors talk and tell you, I still be trying to figure out, what do I do? Do I change her diet once the... She's going to have so many more chemotherapy treatments, and then we're praying that they don't do the radiation because of her age. But she has, the tumor has been reduced extremely fast in what they thought from the chemotherapy that she has had 7 treatments only 1 time a week, which was great. And the hair is coming, and she's just going through a lot at 6 years old. And so my thing is, question is, what do I do? What can I do? Do I change her diet? What should I do? What is your recommendation, Doc?
Bless your heart. I'm sorry having to go through this.
I think, though, that it is that she's been labeled as gifted. She out-tested first graders. She's only in kindergarten and extremely bright. I know that this is just a testimony for us to bless others, because now me and my girls are volunteers at the Children's Hospital in Tampa, Florida.
Wow.
And you don't understand. You always say you have compassion for cancer patients, but until you're in those shoes and are dealing with it, you have no idea the transformation, the eye-opening, getting your priorities in order. And when you're dealing with this, especially with a family member, my baby daughter. And so now I've started to get back. We're volunteers at the hospital here, me and my girls. And anything with cancer, it seems like now I'm more in tuned with now. And so I think that it's just a testimony to be a help to someone else's life.
Yeah, I agree. I do. I agree. And just so you know, let me give you some hope. The Wilms tumor, you've probably already read this, but back in the 1960s, there was an overall survival rate of 20%. You know, now the survival rate for 5 years with someone with Wilms tumor is over 90%.
And that's what I was told, and that she's at the best hospital in Atlanta, which is like the leading research.
Yeah.
They were on top of it. And I guess I was upset because when we were here with me and Tish went to visit my sister, you know, she's going for regular checkups. They never picked this up. I'm like, what? How did they miss it? Did it just pop up overnight? I don't know.
They said
my emotions are...
I know. They say the cells start in the womb.
Okay.
And so most cancers take about 10 years to form. Most of them do. 5 to 10 years. So, I mean, probably the studies will say that it could have, some of the cells could have been developed in the womb. Nothing that you did wrong, just so you know that. That's really important. But it, you know, it could have started there. Regardless, with cancer... It doesn't matter if you're 5 years old, 5 years young, or 90 years young. Principles are the same. And the principles are, what can you do every single day to help her little body make good, new, healthy cells, have a stronger immune system, and fight? And that's really what it comes down to. Now, the fact that you have really good pediatric physicians, and the fact that you have all of these folks around you that you know, from oncologists to all these team members that are around you, that matters. Now, as far as mom perspective, I know there's emotions going everywhere, but out of everybody in this camp that you have pulled together, you're the one that has to be focused and strong in the middle of it all. And it's tough being mom, no doubt about it. I want to encourage you to do some reading and study on how powerful diet can be for your daughter, making some radical changes within her. There's a strong genetic component to this, okay? But there also are lifestyle choices and lifestyle factors that can make a big difference. Our body breaks down for three different reasons, okay? Number one, nutritional deficiencies. Number two, toxicity. And number three, genetics. So she's playing a genetic card right now, no doubt. But there's also lifestyle factors and toxicity that you can really encourage. And when I say toxins, what I mean is toxins, you know, poor water, you know, not drinking just, you know, tap water, and just being really simple-minded when it comes to her eating. Now it's time to, like you said, now your eyes are wide open. You know, when you hear about cancer, it's one thing. When you live with it, it's another. Eyes wide open now, right? So it's time to get radical. Distill water, reverse osmosis water for everything she does. Stay away from chlorine. There's a lot for you to start reading on as far as, you'd be amazed at how toxins are in our environment, and they're everywhere. And they play a big role. And you're going to hear from the pediatric oncologist that diet's not that big of a deal. A lot of the oncologists say that, not because they don't think it's important. They just don't know a lot about it because they just don't study that much of it. And I know that firsthand because I've friends with several oncologists that have shared this with me. And they're great at what they do. They're great at tackling cancer cells. But from the preventative side, this is going to be a journey you're going to have to take. My book, Empowering Your Health, would be a great asset to you. And I'll tell you what, we'll get your information and send you a copy. My producer will do that. There's several great books out there that I want to encourage you to read. Start looking up natural methods of strengthening the body for cancer. Start looking up a lot of these type books and doing some reading on that as well. Mercola.com is a really good website to get some good information about natural alternatives and to build her up nutritionally. It doesn't mean stay away from conventional treatment, because I think it's smart that you're doing that, especially in Atlanta. They do have one of the best children's hospitals in the country. But educate yourself, and I'll do anything I can to help.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-sized Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Open 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio. U.S. obesity rates are higher than Canada. Check this out. American adults have significantly higher rate of obesity than our neighbors in the north. The new study says about 24% of Canadians are obese compared to about 34% of Americans, according to the new study by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released Wednesday. Researchers looked at height and weight data taken in surveys in both countries during 2007 to 2009. And the two countries have different racial demographics. The United States has more black and Hispanics, and both have higher rates of obesity. But even looking solely at white people, in the article, the way they put it, this is there's still a big difference. A 26% obesity rate in Canada compared to 33% in the United States for Caucasian. It's not clear why that is, said study co-author Cynthia Ogden, an epidemiologist with the CDC's Natural Center for Health Statistics. Well, it is what it is. Portion sizes are food, the quality of food, lack of exercise. I mean, the list goes on and on about why we are what we are. And something has to change. It does. Because the obesity rates, being overweight, all of this is contributing to so much of disease in our country. Health challenges galore are coming from our lifestyle choices. And the amazing thing about it, to me anyway, is that no one forces us to be fat. We can call it overweight and obese. That's just a sweet little way of saying we're fat as a nation. And we are. And we make wrong choices. We don't eat the right kind of things. We don't exercise. We have abandoned basically our lifestyle as a kid. And granted, genetics play a role, and you don't have the metabolism when you were little. But, you know, we were younger. We parents, for the most part, we had us eating fairly well. You know, you get snacks here and there. And then, of course, you're running around outside playing all day. So you're getting all kinds of activity. If we could ever get back to that, it would make such a difference with our health and with our overall, well, the quality of life. Because, I mean, the whole you use it, you lose it, or don't use it, you lose it. I mean, that whole adage is very true. And if we don't get into a place where we do start using our bodies in a healthy way as far as being active and even running, we lose the ability to be just to be mobile or mobile. I mean, it's just it's amazing how much the body can change if we don't use it and don't challenge it on a regular basis. So something to consider with your overall health. I mean, it really is, because so much can change with the body, with our health. And looking at it, making sure that you make the right decisions and knowing what to do to get well, stay well, and live well, it all comes down to our lifestyle choices. So it's something that you just really have to look at. And making those decisions and making those choices are so, so important when it comes to kind of just getting to a good place. Because the reality is, within the body, we can make choices. We can make good ones, we can make bad ones. And the choices we make today can will determine the health we're going to have tomorrow. The amazing thing is that our body changes, and we get a brand new body about every year. So if we can make the right kind of choices, then we can see some radical changes within our bodies. And that's what it's all about. 888-283-7272. Let's go to James now. Hi, James.
Hey.
How can I help?
How's it going, Dr. A?
Living well, man.
Hey, you know much about macrobiotic diets, you know, with the yin and the yang, and that's what I was interested in. I'd been introduced to it years ago, and it helped me a lot, but now I'm getting, like, in my 40s, you know, I've got health issues. And but the situation I'm in right now, I'm really limited. There's really no health food store that's good near here. I mean, there's a small one. It's got a few things, you know, and it doesn't have none of the stuff I was used to down in the Atlanta metro area. You know what I'm saying? I'm stuck up in North Georgia right now. But anyway,
okay.
There's the small aspect of it, and then there's the big aspect. The small aspect of, you know, I'd like to know, until I can get access to more macrobiotic diet, you know, and get that straightened out, you know what I mean? I got problems with, like, heartburn and, you know, mucus and all this stuff that I don't like. And you reminded me of it, the bread aspect with the cracked grains and all that earlier. The big aspect is the diabetes and the bipolar. I know that a good diet is going to take care of my diabetes. I don't mean to talk too much. That's a racing thoughts and a mania with a bipolar. But
no, it's anyway. Okay. No worries on that. So you're dealing with, you've been diagnosed with bipolar? Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, yeah. Runs in the family. Sort of the diabetes. Will the macrobiotic diet help with the bipolar? Any mental health of?
The diet's going to work with any type of issue within the body regardless. I mean, you've got to have a good foundation no matter what you've been diagnosed with. So you've got to have that no matter what. So, I mean, that's one thing you've got to look into and make sure that you get managed. And the macrobiotic diet is okay. I mean, it's kind of old school. I mean, it's got it's got some good principles to it. Don't get me wrong. And I'm not knocking it by any means. I think there are more balanced approaches out there that I'm a bigger fan of. I mean, even in all the research I did for my book and just experience throughout the years, I can tell you that the body always wants to be in balance. So if you give the body what it needs to be in balance, to make the right choices, to get it to where it needs to be, meaning you're giving it plenty of lean quality proteins like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, using low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables rather than using more of the higher glycemic index carbohydrates, potatoes, even the especially things like white rice, pasta, bread. I mean, all of those kind of things will raise your blood sugar levels up and get you to a place where you're going to raise inflammation. You're going to increase the need for insulin. I mean, there's so much in the body that happens with the inflammatory process when you eat the wrong kind of foods. So there's a lot of things you can do to balance out that. But I would encourage you first to start working on dietary things. Go to your physician or to a doctor somewhere that does more nutritional blood testing where they're looking for the kind of the baseline root cause of any deficiencies that might be there just to come up with a game plan that will work with your primary care. And then, of course, they can find those little clues of why maybe you've been your body's been breaking down or why you're not feeling the way you should. And they can actually test brain chemistry with blood work, too. So there's a lot you can look into that I would encourage you to because it's just not worth it. It's not worth, even though you've been diagnosed with something, you can't give up and just say it is what it is and keep taking medication. The medication is good for the short term, but there has to be a better option long term. Bipolar is one of those challenges that taking the medication is so important, but there are some things you can do just to kind of keep, you know, the body in a, I always say, like playing at a high level. And it's just, it's so important. Because the whole thing with serotonin levels dropping, you know, and with bipolar, managing your serotonin levels is just so important. So there's a lot of things you can do that. So here's the deal, though. Supplements, when you're dealing with depression, when you're taking medication, you got to be really careful. Like one supplement you can't take, or I would strongly discourage you, is 5-HTP. Because 5-HTP plays a role in the serotonin pathway, and it can cause serotonin syndrome. It can cause a lot of issues when you take it in conjunction with an antidepressant. So just be careful with that. There are some supplements that are very beneficial, like vitamin B6 and niacinamide, which is a version of B3 that doesn't really flush. But foods that are really good help the serotonin levels, mushrooms, fish, chicken, spinach, red meat, and turkey, those are all very good. And that's something you might want to look into, do some research on. They're great for overall health. But the one thing is, don't get discouraged. That's the key. And not that I'm knocking the macrobiotic diet. I'm just saying get a balanced approach. Make sure that what you're doing is balanced so that it can give you the potential of you being balanced. Let me know how I can help. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. Let's go now to Eva. Hi, Eva.
Hi, how you doing?
Living well, darling. What's going on?
I've been to the doctor, three different doctors in about the last couple of years, and none of them, it seems like that it's some excuse that for me to have to keep going back that I can't control this. I don't have diabetes, but I've got borderline.
Okay, so you're pre-diabetic or borderline diabetes.
Yeah, they said it was borderline, and they said I was not, they didn't want to put me on any kind of medicine. But yet, and it's been 2 years now, three doctors, but they always have an excuse for me to come back because every time that they give me a diet, it doesn't work. I still get the real bad shakes. I almost passed out a couple of times about 2 weeks apart. And the I don't have, they said, as long as I didn't have tingling and numbness and all this stuff, you know, which I don't. All I have is just the, it seemed like I start trembling real bad. And they said to eat something sweet, eat a piece of candy or drink some orange juice with a little bit of sugar in it. And each time it just don't do me any good. The diet that they give me, you know, typed out. every time I go by that, it don't help. I mean, I'll be okay for 2 or 3 days, and then all of a sudden I'll get real weak and get real trembly. And I can eat some, they said eat graham crackers, maybe a couple of graham crackers, and that usually calms it down.
Mm.
But it's not, you know, it's not doing what it should do for me not to be on medicine.
Right. And your doctors are telling you they don't really want you on medicine yet, is that right?
Yeah, and I get very, very anxious when this trembling comes in. I get real, real anxious. It's very terrifying. I've never had anything like it in my life. I'm 64.
Well, and let's do this. Let's go into this commercial break. You're 64 years young and dealing with diabetes, dealing with anxiety, really. And we're going to get into some of the conclusions of what to do with that when we come back.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are open 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Eva, we were talking to you going into the break, dealing with type 2 diabetes, but also some anxiousness or anxiety, and really no one can put their finger on it, and nothing really seems to be helping. Is that right? And it seems to be getting a little bit on the worse.
Well, a lot of these doctors down here where I'm at is, they're, you know, there's a lot of people are going to them and they're telling them that one of them, they told them she had cancer, and then she went to another doctor and he said she didn't. And so there's a lot of them that is doing it, I think, for the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're in it for the money because, I mean, this lady, she knew she had lost all that weight and everything, and she was having a lot of pain when she'd breathe and stuff, and the second doctor told her that she had a small tumor on her lungs, and she ended up, he told her she had a tumor on her lung, and the other doctor said she did not.
You know, it seems like one doctor is saying one thing and another's
so we'll keep going back, you know, and paying, because, see, I'm not on, I haven't turned 65 yet, you know, to get on my Medicare.
Sure.
And so I'm having to pay doctors. And I remember when I made the appointment, and the girl, I kept telling her, I said, a friend of mine is diabetic. I said, she said before she got full-blown diabetes, I said she had the trembles and a couple of times almost fainted. And I said, I'm having the same symptoms. I said, I need to, you know, get y'all to run a glucose test and everything. The girl that I'm talking about, a friend of mine, she had told me what to tell them, you know, so they'd know what I was going through. And so I told them, I said, a friend of mine's diabetic, and I said, I'm having symptoms that she had when she was borderline like I am now. And they would tell me that, well, you've got to pay this for the doctor's visit, and we can't tell you how much it'll cost, you know, before we do everything and this and the other, because I would have had to got the money out of savings. And I didn't want to go to the doctor's office, you know, without the right amount of money.
Sure, I understand.
Because then I would have to leave the office and go to the bank, which they, I don't know if they would let me do or not. So anyway, they kind of seemed like they were just jumping around about. And so the ones I did finally go to, three, because I went to one about a month ago. But anyway, through the 2 years, they were giving me these diets, you know, a lot of vegetables, a lot of fruit. If you get trembles, you take, eat a couple of graham crackers or a piece of hard candy or, all kinds of different things. And I told him, I said, when I start the trembling, you know, I would go and eat the piece of candy, but I would call him and tell him, I say, the diet that you've given me 6 months ago is not helping me. And I'm having really bad anxiety going along with it. I mean, it's like I've never experienced anything like it in my entire life,
yeah,
and I'm 64.
Well, there's several things that needs to happen. I mean, right now, first and foremost, is getting what you put inside your body down. Because with diabetes, it's extremely important not to eat the bulk of your foods in carbohydrates. Because even the lower glycemic carbohydrates, which there's you're probably familiar with the glycemic index scale, certain foods, the lower the number they are on the scale, the less they affect your blood sugar. The higher the number, then the more they affect blood sugar. So I believe you can go to a website and look at every food. It's glycemicindex.com. I believe that's it. But yeah, I mean, there's a big stigma with eating the right foods. So you've got to eat a protein and a fat with a carbohydrate, especially when you're dealing with diabetes, because the protein and the fat's going to negate any potential rise in blood sugar. And that's why it just plays such a big role. So your diet is a key, and following certain principles like that are in the anti-inflammatory diet, the one in my book, it's critical. It really is. I mean, that's going to lay the foundation for everything you do. We are what we eat, just like my grandma taught me. And putting the right kind of foods in the body, so critical. It's just so critical. And so that's something, first and foremost, I mean, your doctors and how they did things, how they build, the kind of tests they ran, you know, I'm sure it may seem frustrating and that you don't understand, but realize that there's a method of why they do what they do. I just got to stick up for them a little bit because, I mean, are some doctors in it for the money? Sure. But most doctors are in it because they really want to help people and really want to serve them and help them get better and all of that. So got to believe that, you know, that they had that in mind, that maybe they were doing all that their training was allowing them to do or what they knew, and they were just trying to help you out the best they knew how. Going back frequently to a doctor is no big deal, by the way. A lot of people think that's a big deal. It's not. Every 6 months should be standard. If you've got other issues going on that are pending, once a month is not a crazy amount of time to go. So it is something to think about. But the one thing I don't want you to do is get discouraged through it all. And it sounds like you're kind of heading there because you go one place and it just doesn't work out. And if you visit this doctor and it doesn't work out, something going on. So just kind of working with the doctor to get the information you need and then do some research on your own. Really study it, because with diabetes and anxiousness and whatnot, there's a lot that can be corrected. Your food's going to be your best medicine. The anxiety that you're dealing with usually has to do with GABA. GABA's a neurotransmitter. It's a brain chemical. And there's certain foods that you want to stay away from to support healthy GABA levels. And these foods to stay away from: peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds, cheese, oatmeal, barley, wheat, rice, salmon, spinach, and beans. All those foods should be avoided if you want to manage good, healthy GABA levels. And L-theanine, L-tarine, valerian root are all good supplements you can check into your health food store and talk to the clerk there about how beneficial those supplements can be for raising GABA levels. So there's a lot you can do to get your body back in a good place. Diabetes type 2, I've got a lot about that in my book, Empowering Your Health. A lot of great supplements that can be helpful. The foods, getting a protein matched up with a healthy fat, then with your carbohydrate, that's going to be one of the best things to stabilize your blood sugar. And always eat a couple snacks in between your meals, maybe a handful of nuts. Very good. The fats are your friend. They're not going to be detrimental to your health. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.